We don't want journalists to be asked by anybody from any political party. Information to us is very critical to our development.
So what prompted the government to take such an action?
There were reports of some opposition leaders harassing journalists whenever they went to cover them. And that is what prompted that. There are some documented cases in our country where some opposition party, cadres and officials have been harassing, journalists from both the public and the private media whenever they come across them, when they are covering their events, and that has becoming and as government, we have to issue that stern warning because, honestly speaking, we don't want any violence against journalists.
Since you've taken this initiative, will the government propose a law or a bill in parliament to become law to protect journalists in Zambia?
Yeah, in actual fact, the laws we have are adequate to protect any citizen. And we use those same laws to protect the journalists, because the journalists are just like any citizen in this country. And in the execution of their duties, we don't want them to be harassed or assaulted or attacked by any aggrieved person. Anybody who feels aggrieved by how the journalist is conducting himself, we're supposed to report such matters to the police so that they can take action, because nobody is above the law. Nobody is supposed to take the law in his own hands.
But some journalists have also criticized the government that some of their colleagues were prematurely retired by the government because the government thought they were sympathizers of other political parties. So they said the government should also take a critical look at itself. What do you say to that?
In actual fact, we as government, normally the institutions which run this media, whether public or private, they've got their own boards and they make decisions on their own. As a government, you don't, go into what the various media boards, decide on the employees. Each employee has reported on conditional service, and the decisions are made at that level.
Some of the opposition parties are saying this directive is just another ploy by the government to win the hearts and minds of journalists to write good things about the government, because they have recently been critical of the administration. What is your reaction to this?
It can't be a pro, because honestly speaking, it's the journalists themselves from both the private and public media who actually petitioned my office and had to respond and have to give government position. And we are not going to be calm. We protect the journalists at all costs. We protect our citizens at all costs. Don't mind whoever you would involve. I'm saying the message I gave is to all political players in our country. I myself, I belong to the ruling party. We won't take kindly to any of our leaders within our party who are journalists. The law will give them. We just want to know journalists to work without fear or favor. And so far, our government, since we came into power, has opened up the airwaves. Our newspapers, both public and private media, are able to operate independently. They are able to get our statement. Whenever they give us queries, we respond. We give them all that freedom. And there's no time where government leaders shun to respond to journalists, queries. And that's the spirit we want to work in.
So what is your government's message to the entire Zambia population following this new directive that you've given to the police?
The message is that we should actually make sure that we respect the role of the journalists. First, we must realize that as a developing country, we need information. And without information, how do we inform the public about, the dangers of HIV/AIDS? The various, development programs government is involved in. How do we teach our people the best farming method if the man, the woman, that young girl, the journalist, who is supposed to circulate that data through both electronic and print media is being harassed? We can't achieve much. Information, as you are aware, It's the oxygen of any democracy. And if information is not reaching out to the people, then we are not going to advance as a country, both economically, politically, and otherwise. So the message is our people must appreciate the work of the journalists. Be that journalist in the public or private media.